Saudi Arabia is one of the most conservative countries in the world. It's also one of the wealthiest and one with a delicate balance between religious tradition and the modern world. That balance can erupt in disputes over the simplest details of daily life. Take, for instance, who should sell lingerie. You may think it's silly, but it's not. Joining us now is Reem Assad, lecturer in banking and finance at Dar al-Hikmah Women's College in the city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia. She's leading an online campaign and boycott to change the way women's underwear in the country is being sold. Good morning, Reem.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about the campaign and the boycott that you're leading.
Well, it all started last July 2008, when I personally thought that the way that lingerie is being sold in Saudi Arabia needs to come to a complete change. We all faced some difficulties trying to buy and visit lingerie stores, so I thought that was it. I put it up on Facebook. It gained huge popularity, and here I am today speaking about it everywhere.
Now, how does this issue that you've been involved in, how does it bridge those delicate balances between tradition and the modern world?
Well, traditions need to be flexible enough to fit into modern living and daily life according to modern living. So I personally do not believe that there are fixed traditions that cannot or may not be changed over time. So that's for one. Number two, it is starting to get very irritating, the status quo, i.e. selling lingerie in Saudi Arabia via salesmen. It was starting to get too much for this new generation, for the population of women who are interested in making purchase and buying decisions. So in simple words, it was just not right, and this had to change. So I decided to take the initiative.
Now, you know, on first look, people, you know, may think this is, you know, an insignificant issue or something that they'll look at and go, okay, but why is this so important that you had to take action on it?
Well, in the Western world, this could be relatively or very insignificant. However, due to the very hardcore traditionalist mentality of the majority of the population of Saudi Arabia, matters that may seem insignificant abroad, they weigh a little bit more or significantly more in Saudi Arabia. So I'm really facing a current of traditionalists who are not interested in changing anything pertaining to women, their lives, their social and economic behavior. And that's where the difficulty and the challenge lies. It's not in the essence of the issue as much as it is in the opposition, the level of opposition to change.
Now, this month, an expert on girls' education became Saudi Arabia's first women minister this month as part of a wide-ranging cabinet reshuffle by King Abdullah. Are you seeing a wider move towards women's equality in Saudi Arabia?
I'm hearing, it's been stated very clearly by the monarch, his direction towards better living and employment conditions for women. He has clearly called for better employment opportunities, different sectors, governmental, public, and private for women, and he has made it very clear. Now, when it comes to, or when it boils down to execution, that's where the hiccups begin.
Now, your campaign, how do you see your campaign, your role in this wider movement?
Awareness is number one, simply because the women here have sort of gotten accustomed to the status quo, and a lot of them don't want to bother to change the situation. Some do, and others are just waiting for someone to jumpstart the issue or the initiative and then follow suit. So we do have a combination of people who are against or with or just, you know, neutral watchers or spectators. I'm trying to raise awareness that this is our right, and we as consumers definitely have the upper hand when it comes to the balance sheet of these stores in this sector. This industry is living off of the pockets of these women. And so long as they do not provide us with the right environment and ambiance to make our purchase decisions in an appropriate setting, then I don't see a reason why we should continue to buy from these stores. given the fact that alternative distribution channels do exist these days with the availability of broadband internet in Saudi Arabia, the availability of other stores that provide women-only sales teams. So this is coming as a more serious situation to the retail industry as opposing to what was in the past. In the past, there was a scarcity of stores' choices. Today, the situation is different, and that's where I'm coming in.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate hearing from you so much this morning. Reema Saad.
Thank you for having me.
Reema Saad is a lecturer in banking and finance at Dar al-Hikmah Women's College in the city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia.
She's talking underwear boycott in Saudi Arabia. That's amazing. Lingerie boycott. That's fascinating.
Politics shows up in the strangest places.